Zone 1, Friendship. Interior, Chum's Nude Recreation Center. We have Joe, a heavy nude man, waits outside the locker room. Then we have Ted, a very short nude man, approaches. Ted, are you Joe? Joe, yes. Ted? Ted, you got it. Joe, great to finally meet you. Ted, you too. They hug. Joe, up for some horseplay? Ted, as long as it's legit, I pulled my back out this morning. Joe, ouch. You should get a rub down. Ted, yeah, after some horseplay, though. We have a picture with the Eye of Ra in a circle and hands together for friendship. We have Joe and Ted holding each another with Ted coming in from behind Joe and his arms around him. And we have crystals and starlight throughout the photo. We have a heading. Before we are even born, we have friends. Wah. We have a photo of a man thinking. The next heading. Think about your father's sperm for a moment. Think of his ball sack swinging in his pants or shorts. If he is nude and freshly showered, think how the water wets the pubic hair and drips from the red skin. Inside that hairy, now gray, ball sack swim thousands of sperms who are in fact, science has proven this, friends. One of those sperms was you. You actually existed for many, many years before you were born, in the sperm state. Perhaps you were known in the sack as Jack. Jack from the sack. Jack loved the sack. It was home. It was where your very best friends lived. You swam together, ate together, loved together, and played together. You were a troublemaker with a great sense of humor who didn't exactly follow the rules. Your best friends, Brian and Mike, knew you better than anyone, and they let you just be you. It was heaven in the sack, but only one day Brian was swept away when your father, on his way to work, stopped by a gas station and masturbated in the men's room. Did you or Brian know it was coming? The gas station was not an unusual place for Dad to stop. He filled up there once every 2 weeks, but this was a Tuesday. Why fill up on Tuesday? Generally, Dad filled up on the weekend. Did he pull in to urinate? This didn't make sense as the gas station was only a few minutes from work. Couldn't he hold it in? But there he was, getting out of the car, heading to the cash register, requesting the key attached to the billy club and heading into the 24th Street Texaco's disgusting men's bathroom. He unzipped his pants and did his business. You and all your friends were just doing your thing. Then suddenly Brian was swept away in the current of semen and other sperm.